Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Urban Dictionary podcast with Con and Joe. Hi, Con.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me once more.
It's okay. I'm really glad that I found the funds to bring you back.
Yeah, after
Your agent was incredibly demanding.
Yes, he was.
It's really weird how you agreed to do it just for a can of Kronenbourg.
A can of Kronenbourg, yeah. Which I paid for.
So, in fact, you're paying me to do this podcast.
You let me go to the fridge in between, and now I'm happy.
How far are you into that bin? Not that we're drinking on the job.
Is this your job?
Well, it's not, so it's okay. In fact, podcast is a medium of leisure, so we can do it however we like.
Okay.
What does that even mean? Speaking of meaning, this is the Urban Dictionary podcast, where if you're a budding linguist or you are somebody who just wants to go and impress your friends, you come here because we are going to introduce to you the newest words on the block. So, Con.
Yes.
This week, we are going to be talking about and learning about what this word means. It's the newest entry into the Urban Dictionary, and it is flanking.
Flanking.
Let that settle in for a minute. And then maybe you can think about what you think this means.
Well, I tell you what, immediately,
yeah,
my mind goes to a place which is slightly rated 18.
I'm not gonna
follow that course of thinking because this is a family podcast, I presume.
Obviously,
yes. You get your sort of one a podcast that you gather around your family and you'll sit down in the like the olden days.
Yeah.
Flanking. Is it? I mean, I think it might be. Is it about going up to girls in nightclubs and sort of so to flank someone in a sort of military tactic term means to sort of go in from the side, doesn't it? So I think it might be something to do with that. So is it about approaching girls in nightclubs and rather than approaching head on, which I don't think ever works.
Very intimidating.
Yeah, exactly. It's about dancing up against. Not again, you know, moving up towards the sideways of them. So is it something like that?
It's not, but do you know what it makes me think of? So like you said about it's being quite intimidating to go straight on, it could be used as a tactic where, you know, if you accidentally bump into them from the side, so your arm hits their arm, and they turn around, oh, I'm so sorry, and then suddenly, bang, conversation, you're in.
Yeah, that is a classic. I haven't.
That's insane. Absolutely mental.
I think that might be a tactic that girls use more than boys, maybe.
Do you think we've just discovered something?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm about to say, like, a right dickhead.
Right.
But I think that's happened to me on two occasions recently.
Okay.
So, where I've just been dancing on my own. Not really,
dancing on your own?
Not on my own. Sorry, no, yeah. No, that, no.
In empty nightclub. like the in-betweeners.
I mean, one of them, it was quite an empty nightclub. It was both times, same nightclub, but different nights. But one time, I'd just be dancing with my friends, sort of not really looking to meet anyone, per se. But, twice recently, sort of just bumped into someone, and then I go, oh, sorry, and then they've sort of shown keenness.
Giving you an immediate hug.
So if that is what, but you're saying that's not what flanking is.
No, that's not what flanking. In fact,
well, it should.
In fact, you couldn't be further away. What flanking actually means, and
is it about relationships ending?
It's not. So what flanking actually means is when you turn up to work after somebody else but leave before them, so you do a shorter day.
Why is it called flanking?
I have no idea. I can't work out the link.
That's a stupid thing to do, because the idea is that, and I know this from my job, is that I always make sure that, I guess I've just realised that my assistant producer, she's lovely, but I'm always there first, she always arrives after me, which I'm fine with, but three out of 5 days of the week she leaves before me as well.
Right.
So well, I get she's frustrated with me, but I don't get frustrated
with
it because I make her do all the work.
Well, just the way that my schedule works, I get into work 15 minutes before 9 and will leave after 5:30.
Really?
and I will see people come.
Are you just
and go.
Saying this because you know your boss is going to listen to this?
They're not going to listen to this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if anything, I work too hard.
Yeah. If anything, they should give me more money.
They should. They should give me more money. Yeah, yeah. Not bloody tasks. Not any more tasks.
I'll tell you one.
Record a podcast at home. No.
After you've mentioned about the my boss list, I just think back to episode one where I just spoke about scrolling through LinkedIn and looking for new jobs.
God, yeah. I'm so looking forward to you getting fired as a result of these two 5-minute podcasts.
Hilarious 5-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, you missed
it'll be hilarious once you're sat. Oh, yeah. That's when it'll be funny.
My initial first thought of flanking was, you know, there was that trend about planking. Where people just laid face flat down on random things.
Yeah, it was almost just the most boring people.
It
in
was
the world.
Really boring, but it was just that taking to a level where you only use one side of your body to do it.
That would be quite impressive, actually. I wouldn't mind that. Oh dear.
Right, so Con, as part of this podcast, you as always, I say always, two times, have come up with a word that you think should be invented and therefore put in the Urban Dictionary. So what is your word for this week?
Well, talking of my assistant producer, it's drelting.
What?
Drelting.
So D-I-E-L-T-I-N-G.
Yeah. Yeah,
drelting. Yeah. I can't even think of what that would mean. Neither of those. Because normally words...
Words... Yeah, it's two words squished together.
Yeah, but
so try and guess what the words are.
What is... I have no idea.
Okay. Well, it's the act of leaving a night out before the succession of drink rounds is fully completed.
Right, yeah, that is...
So, for example, if there's
do.
Five of you out and you all enter a drinks round and then someone goes, oh, I've got to go... Even though
they're the fifth round, they're the fifth person to do the round.
It doesn't. They don't necessarily have to be the fifth person. Obviously, if they are, that is. I think that is a crime punishable by law. It should be, but no. But it just ruins it for everyone else.
You're right, actually, because if you leave before, and then that means somebody only has to buy less
four
drinks.
Yeah, and then you end up hating them.
You do end up hating them, and also the vibe of the evening disappears.
Oh, it depends who leaves.
Right, so when you leave, it's absolutely fine.
No, why do you say that? No. I'm a life and soul. Also, I don't leave.
Yeah,
I'm always the last man standing.
No, I just stay everywhere all the time.
Yeah, oh, that is true. I often have to leave to go to another popular event.
Yeah, of course. Right, speaking of popular events, I've got to leave.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to this party in Paddington.
Oh, Paddington, the London social hub.
Yeah. Well, I spend so much time in Camden and Soho that I have to take
the news, the news Shoreditch, isn't it? Paddington.
Well, so thank you, Con.
Thanks, Joe, for having me.
No problem.
Can we never do this again?
We may do this again.